Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the south. I hope you're still there. I'm here, Stuart. All right, tonight we're going to bounce around a lot, but many of you may not have heard yet, but the Supreme Court rejected Texas's bid, and that was really, I guess, the last thing as far as our courts are concerned. Now, what's interesting about this, I fully expected they were going to do that because of the prophecies against America Babylon and how our leaders' tables are full of vomit. That's what it says. The Lord looks down upon all this and calls America Babylon totally lawless, and the only solution that the Lord has is he nukes us, and he uses Russia and other countries to do it. And I don't think that's very far off. I think our demise is fairly close at hand. Anyway, what was interesting about the Supreme Court thing from November 3rd to today, inclusive, was exactly 40 days. Now, 40 in the Bible, the number 40 is an extremely important number, and what it means is probation and testing. So, what the American people have had revealed is that our United States Supreme Court was tested, and they failed. And lawlessness is in the land. Now, that suit that Texas brought actually had constitutional merit to it. And as usual, all of this stuff is twisted around and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The United States Supreme Court should have held that, gone into that, and done what they should have done, and they did not do it. But the Supreme Court has failed for years. And I've often wondered why these nine people wear black robes. Well, I already know why they wear black robes. I can find that out from the scripture itself. Because our Supreme Court leaders are part of our rulers. And all you got to do, folks, is go down to Psalm 2 and read what it says. People just do not want to accept what it says. But all of this, ultimately, excuse me, leads to Christian persecution of the highest order, as well as constitutionalist Bill of Rights people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what's also interesting about this, in another 40 days and nights, exclusive, guess what? January 20th. I think we're being told something. We're being tested. And we're failing the test, which is exactly what the Lord told me I don't know how many years ago. When, and I've never told people to believe it, but I was taken to Washington. I have no idea if it was the Lord or my own imagination, but I was shown that America had been weighed basically into balance and found wanting and was slowly going to be destroyed. Well, here we are. So now the next question becomes, does Trump go quietly in the night, or does he invoke the Insurrection Act, declare martial law, and bring in the military? What do you think, Larry? Which way is that going to go?
I know which way that'd go if it was me, but I assure you, I don't have an answer. I wish I had an answer. I wish I could tell you which way I thought it'd go. But I've pretty much lost all confidence in humankind.
Yeah, well, of course, the Lord tells us about that and the fall of humanity. And, of course, they won't recognize that they are fallen, and so therefore they reject Jesus Christ. They reject the Bible as old wives' tales. And, you know, all of our leaders are basically irreligious. They may claim they're Catholics or they're whatever. It doesn't matter what faith they are. But all you have to do is watch what they do, and you can tell whatever it is just surface, and it's not heartfelt. So anyway, according to this, we go one way or we go the other. But whatever way we go, it looks to me like revolution, rioting, burning, mayhem, hot. It goes hot. It will go with guns. A lot of people are going to get killed, maimed, destroyed. I blame the Supreme Court for this, actually. They sealed the fate of America by what they did. And they just didn't want to deal with it, so they didn't. Derelict in their duty, but they've been derelict in their duty for a long, long time. And I wouldn't want to be any of the 9 people on the Supreme Court when they have to deal with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not going to be very pleasant, and it's not going to be very good. Anyway, here's something, Larry, I want you to really to comment on. Will it happen, goes the headline. Bible Codes Rabbi says hidden message in the Torah reveals civil war brewing in the United States, and it will ignite the war of Gog-Magog. Okay? Says a mystic rabbi in Jerusalem revealed a remarkably precise code hidden in the Torah that warns of an imminent civil war in the United States. The code even marks the precise time of the war, 1 week before the presidential inauguration. Now, that would be 7 days from the 20th, so that would be what, Larry? January 13th. Interesting, that's the 13th. Anyway, Rabbi, I can't fish, I'm not going to try and pronounce his first name, a Torah scholar with the Hebrew language blog called Sod Hal Kameshmel, I guess, The Secret of Electricity. I find that kind of interesting because we're going to be talking about vibrations and frequencies tonight. Use special software to find hidden clues in equidistant letters in the Torah. I presented this Torah code to other experts, and they all agreed. They have never seen one like this for clarity in all the codes they've seen before. Rabbi Fish said in his Hebrew language video, it contains a chilling and unmistakable message. The rabbi made a graph with each horizontal line containing 1,480 letters. So what do you think, Larry?
Well, I, at this point, since the Supreme Court failed the country, failed the real American citizens themselves, I would have to say that if anybody told me we was going to have a civil war, you almost wouldn't have to convince me with one piece of evidence.
Yes.
You know, years ago, I stumbled on the old book written over 100 years ago, basically, about Anton Johansson, the Norwegian seer, a man that prayed and sought God and heard from God and predicted the sinking of the Titanic before it sailed. Actually, and he predicted World War One, and most all the battlefields he predicted, that's where the battles were, and those that won those battles, he also predicted the outcome, and that he was correct. But he also said, because he didn't live in America, and near America, really, he didn't remember much about what Jesus told him in a visitation, but he said Jesus came to him and explained to him that America was going to be ripped by a second civil war, much worse than the first one, and that this would break up the nation into a number of different states banding together and not, you know, no longer being a union. And I think that's exactly what we're watching, Stuart. There are rumors, and I'll say call them rumors, you know, intelligence data mm-hmm. in the background, that even as there was a waiting on of the Supreme Court, a number of states were already adapting paperwork and getting it together for a secession move. And I would have to say that it appears to me that if it looks like Biden's coming into office, there'll be a number of states that it will leave this union, and they will never serve under a Biden administration. And what does that bring? Well, it brings civil war. Now, when you look at the situation going on around us, Stuart, whether the you know, I guess you could say the right defends themselves or doesn't defend themselves, it isn't going to matter, because the left is going to come after those people. The left is coming after the right. They're going to do it. It's because they have a stupidity virus that's so deeply embedded in them, they can't leave it alone, Stuart. And
yeah.
this will only bring the war within America, because when they do come after, you know, the right, and the right stands up, you'll immediately have an explosion and a war. So there we are. Now, and Stuart, this is what's interesting. You know, I wonder, is God going to intervene? He hadn't thus far. He hadn't intervened at all. But there is a possibility that a major war at any time could start in the multiple places around the world, especially right now the Middle East. They're on a hair trigger over there. And would a sudden major war affect the outcome? It might. And it might give pause to Trump in stepping down. If he's considering stepping down, as I hear lots of Republicans are trying to get him to do just that, he's still got a little work to do if he's going to really finish the work in Israel and defend Israel. So we're really in a quagmire, Stuart, of where this is going to go from very much today.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting, because we've had all these prophecies from Sundar and Fireman. I can't remember what his name is, but anyway, he said that Trump was going to serve two full terms. You know, and America was going to actually revive and be made great again. But then you had the other side saying Trump was out, Biden was in, and America was going to be destroyed by the communists. Well, it already has been deeply destroyed internally by the communists. The communists is a satanic operation. They may not like that. I don't care. If you're a communist, you're dealing with Satan himself. And Satan is within your heart, or you would not be a communist. Communism has killed more millions of people in its rise to power. It's Antichrist to its core. It's socialist to the core. Communist to the core, socialist. It's what we're watching, I believe, Larry, is that fourth beast of Daniel rising up. And if you go into the book of Revelation, it has the feet of a bear, which is communism, Russian communism, and it has the body of a leopard, fascism, and we're watching that right before our eyes with this COVID-19. And it has the mouth of a lion, which is Cecil Rhodes and Fabian socialism. It's all combined into one chilling, murderous, extremely dangerous beast. And we're watching it rise. So it's no surprise to the prophecy people, students, that America has to be submerged under this. And remember that I think it was James Garner, who was Secretary of State a long time ago, said that America would either come into the New World Order peacefully, or it would come in by force. But it was going to come in, or it'd be destroyed, because they'd just eliminate it.
Larry, Israel, Damascus, Isaiah 17. What have you got on that?
Well, early this morning, you know, I called you, and I'll just read the urgent update that Hal Turner put out. The U.S. Army goes to the highest alert as Iran moves its missiles into attack positions against Israel. Iranian attack upon Israel is now considered possibly imminent, said main targets of Iran is assets and cities of Israel. Says 2 days ago, Iran began deploying radars, air defense systems, and missile systems into Syria for an attack upon Israel. And at the same time, there's reports that they've moved a lot of these missiles to fire out of the area of Damascus. Also, Hal Turner noted, which I kind of agree with, Israel just began Hanukkah festival on December the 10th, and Israel's enemies usually attack during a Israeli holiday, which is true. Well, at the same time, you know, a number of multiple sources report that this is the second day. Today was the second day, December the 11th. Matter of fact, ironically, the 10th and the 11th, we have flown B-52 bombers, huh?
Yeah, it's also the beginning of Hanukkah, yes.
Okay, but we have flown for 2 days now, B-52 bombers, and I looked into it. They're escorted by Saudi Arabian fighter jets, and they're flying on the border of Iran. Most of the world don't even know this is ongoing. And there's reports in the background that if Trump has to strike China, you know, even now there's reports that it would go nuclear real quick. So we've got the situation with China where they're pushing the limit. We've got the situation with Iran where it appears they're about to attack Israel. And I think Trump would defend Israel. Biden, you can forget it. But ironically, you know, a lot of this seems to be lining up. And there was another I put a number of them on my blog today that I'd found information on. But it does appear – oh, at Danoon had also posted information that it appears that there's a lot of aircraft activity around Israel and the borders to Syria and Lebanon, and he indicates that intelligence coming out of Israel today to him, and I did view some of that information, was that Israel is preparing for an attack on Damascus and those missile systems and possibly an Isaiah 17 event. So, you know, while America's being a fool and turning inside out on itself, you know, we've got a major war with China brewing, and we've got a major war in the Middle East brewing at the same time. And ironically, I was going to tell you, too, to dovetail into what we were talking about a couple of minutes ago about Civil War. I was on a radio show earlier with Augusto Perez, and he actually came out and said that he didn't want to, you know, he came here from Cuba, and he said what he saw happening here was the same thing he saw happening in Cuba, and he warned America the best he could, and it appeared to do no good at all, and that the American people seem like they seem hell-bent on going into communism. And so he said now, he declared today that even though he didn't want to believe it, he said, we're on the verge of civil war, and we're right there right now.
Yeah, I think we are. And, of course, this would go along with this Damascus attack, possibly. Isaiah 17, folks, for some of you who don't realize what it is, the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aor are forsaken. They shall be for flocks, which shall lie down. None shall make them afraid. Now, here's the bad part. The fortress will also cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, saith the Lord of hosts. And in that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall wax lean. So Israel is going to go through this conflict. It's a very rapid one. It's virtually overnight. But they are really destroyed, basically. And only the Lord can save Israel. And here's the interesting part. At that day, when this invasion occurs, man shall look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. And then further down it goes, because they have forgotten the God of their salvation, and has not been mindful of the rock of thy strength, therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants, and shall set it with strange slips. I believe that has to do with Stan Deo's research into Daniel and the clay and the iron. And it has to do with the alien arrival. All of this is coming together very, very rapidly now. And I don't know, Larry. It just doesn't look very good to me. But I guess it is what it is. Okay, I want to jump into... we're going to jump around a lot. December 9th, 2020. Life Site News. Folks, listen to this carefully. Because you are being propagandized about this vaccination and how wonderful it is. I wouldn't be within 30 yards of a needle nowadays for anything, or a test swab. A doctor told CNN, this is CNN, Communist News Network, that nobody should be surprised to see reports of multiple people dying at long-term care facilities a day or two after having received COVID vaccination. Dr. Kelly Moore, Associate Director of Immunization Action Coalition, COVID-19 vaccinations have not been tested on the frail elderly. Folks, you are a target if you're over 65. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a man or woman or what you believe or what party you're in. You are a target for elimination. They're going down the same road that Hitler went down. And more and more people are telling you, do not. Doctors, I'm talking about doctors and people who really know their business, do not take this vaccine. In fact, most of them are warning you, do not be tested with a swab because there's something in it. Anyway, so Americans need to be prepared for reports about elderly dying in a day or two after receiving the vaccine jab. So they are preparing you that this is going to happen, and they will come up with another cause. Well, you know, it's just maybe they were dead, dying anyway, and on and on, they'll go with their excuses. Here's another one. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. warns, don't take COVID-19 vaccine under any circumstances. Pfizer's vaccine studies are based on fraud and put the lives of all who take it in danger, warns former Pfizer vice president. Wake up, America. Bombshell Cambridge documents of all positive COVID tests of 9,000 plus students, 100% of them were false positives. PCR pandemic must stop. This is a fraud, and it's designed only for one thing, to bring you down, to make you bow down and lick the boots of Fauci, Birx, Bill Gates, and global deep state.
and the American people are doing it. They're bowing down and licking the boots of hardcore communists who want you dead. I've never seen anything like it, Larry. People bowing down and kissing the black boot of the very people who are going to put a gun to their head and blow their brains out. What has gone wrong with the people?
Well, you say what has gone wrong with the people. Listen, Portland's got a brand new fortress in there that Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the protesters have built, and they call it their own country now. And with that said, I would like to say that I never would have believed that I would see police chiefs and high police officials and mayors and governors bowing before people like Antifa and Black Lives Matter that are terrorist organizations. I don't care whether they've been declared one or not. What they do is what they do, and that's what they are. All you got to see is the fruit of their hands. But there we are, Stuart. It's like, I don't know, it's like mass surrender to evil.
Yeah, I think it is. Actually, now I want to, this was Hal Turner live stream. I don't know how you vet any of this stuff. I don't know if you've even heard this one, Larry. Urgent first shots of World War III underway and first attack already occurred. Hal Turner radio show just reported 50,000 Chinese soldiers were bombed and killed in Maine. This is Maine, USA, which was listed as an earthquake. After that, an F-16 was taken down in Michigan. Three aircraft carrier battle groups deployed on the West Coast and two on the East Coast positioned to shoot down incoming nuclear missiles. Now, somebody did some research on that, and I don't know how you'd actually vet it. You can get on Navy sites, and you can find out what carriers are in dry dock, and it was said that some of the carriers that Turner had listed are actually in dry dock and they're not going anywhere. So I don't know about that, but anyway, the Chinese and Russian Navy are now positioned for a quick move from which they could quickly attack the United States of America. The government cut Hal Turner's show, cut it off on their computers and telephone radio listens because the information is too dangerous. Well, I've suffered that. We've had our show drowned out. When they don't like what you're saying, they just simply fool around with it, and they're going to pay a terrible price. Hell is where they're going to go. These people are idiots. You can't learn an idiot. I don't think it's possible. They're just in total denial. Anyway, urgent goes the headline. Urgent, do not take the COVID-19 vaccine. It is causing people in Australia to become HIV positive. The Australian government has scrapped a billion-dollar coronavirus vaccine agreement with the Australian biotech company CSL Limited. I thought they had all these tested. Is that what you heard?
No. And all the ones that's telling the truth in the background, they haven't tested any of these. They don't even know what's in them, Stuart. And the one thing is, they haven't ever isolated COVID-19. That one disease, that one virus, they don't even know what's in it. What's interesting, Stuart, and I almost get on a rant if I had half a chance, but Israel is the only country that I'm aware of that has not only, and I'll say this, okay, I'm not going to say where I got the information. You know where I got it because I told you. But Israel has not interviewed but interrogated Ibrahimi. That's the individual in Canada that presented China through sources, the meteorites with the virus in them. Now, you know, it's what's interesting is right after that, Israel, the Mossad, stole the COVID-19 vaccine or whatever they were working on with it. They stole it from China, and they've got it. So this tells you something. There's some validity there. And you know, if we got time, Stuart, I'd like to tell you right quick what Barry Rothman found today.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is what Barry Rothman found today. It's up on his website, number one, the very top. Barry Rothman, in his research on this COVID-19, and here's the headline. The Ibrahimi meteorite was in the Torah code 3,300 years ago, and Chinese news on December the 27th, 2019, shock, just before the Wuhan eruption. And Stuart, this is what's interesting. And I saw the data. I saw the Chinese reports. They had pictures of that thing. They had pictures and documentation on that thing in Chinese. I saw, and because I've seen the Ibrahimi evidence and Barry Rothman's investigations and photographs, it's the same stuff in China. And then suddenly this erupts out of China, and Barry Rothman today, December the 11th, did a Torah code. Here it is. I'd like to hear what you think. It's eight of them in the matrix. Number one, meteorite. Number two, Ibrahimi. Number three, on Sodom and Gomorrah. Number four, brimstone and fire. Number five, China. Number six, embryo. Number seven, embryo. Number eight, sickness. Stuart, I believe Barry Rothman's proved his point. This is an alien virus. It's not just human origin.
Yeah. There's something there that's extremely dangerous. And I think the testing swabs are even more dangerous. And then you have to go through this regimen of two shots of this vaccine. And now they're even saying, well, you're probably going to have to come back in 6 months or a year. And it's going to have to be a yearly thing, and on they go with this garbage. But they're piggybacking all of this to global deep state and the New World Order. And as far as America's gone, I believe, and is under severe judgment now from the Lord, unless something we don't know about takes place. Anyways, government is using false positive COVID test results as an excuse to shut down our businesses, put all of us out of work, wreck our finances. And they are doing this because they want people to be so desperate for money, they can bring in a new universal basic income, and this will be your digital wallet. And I want to get into how the Lord, Larry had mentioned that maybe the Lord's going to come in and do something about this, and I wouldn't doubt it at all, but it's not going to come from an area that anybody thinks. And anyway, they can bring in a new universal basic income and a digital wallet, and where everyone earns the exact same amount, but they must give up their rights to own property or assets in order to be given the universal basic income. And that, I can't think of his name, Schwab or something like that. He's a really big wheel. He's behind a lot of this stuff from the UN of not only a universal basic income, but he says you will own nothing. You will own nothing. Now, if you go into Agenda 2130 or you go into UN documents, I produced a video a long time ago. It's called Unfriendly Fire. I'm not sure if it's up. I think it is, maybe on Angel Fall 923. And people just don't pay any attention to it. I had very low, but they should, because that goes into why you're going to lose your home. You think you own your home. You think you own property. I got news for you. You don't. They mean business. They're not fooling around with this. The New World Order is exactly what it is, and nobody owns anything.
It is a form of dictatorial socialism, and opposite to what Jesus Christ said. A lot of people think that Jesus was a socialist. They should really go into Isaiah and read what Isaiah has to say about the new millennium that's coming when he is going to be ruling down here. You're going to own your own property, and no one is going to take it. You will own your own fields, and no one is going to come grab them. It's the very opposite of Biden, Harris, and these communist junkies. They can't even rule their own families, but they want to rule you. And I believe the American people are so far gone, there is not going to be much of a revolution. They want one. And we'll get into that maybe a little bit, because that's going to be a hot one. They're going for the guns. Biden has already said they're going to go for the guns. Actually, the guns are part of the Bill of Rights, if I understand it. And the Bill of Rights, as I understand it, was given to us by the Creator. Well, then how is Biden going to take the guns? The only way he will get the guns, if the American people are so stupid, they actually give up the guns. Every nation that has given up guns, they grab the guns first. Well, usually first they want to register the guns so that they know where they are. Secondly, they send out teams to grab the guns. And once they've got all the guns and the masses of the people are not able to defend themselves, then the killing starts. This has all been planned for the United States of America. The Second Amendment allows you to own a gun. And it's not to go hunting. It is to back down a tyrannical government. That's what it's really there for. In order to maintain a free state, the rights of the people to own weapons, I'm paraphrasing it, shall not be infringed. So then what is this thing saying to you? In order to maintain a free state, if we go into the United Nations, we're not a free state. That's why they got to get the guns. That's why they want the guns. Biden's a hardcore communist. Harris is a hardcore communist. Most of the rhinos are hardcore communists. They pose as different, but that's what they are. They're guilty of treason. And if this had occurred 50 years ago, there'd be so many people hanging from lampposts in Washington, D.C. as an example what you don't do, which is commit treason. They'd all be hanging from lampposts. But that's not going to happen, and they don't have to worry about it. Who they got to worry about is the Lord Jesus Christ, who's going to squash them like so many ants. The Lord is tired of what's going on in America. And I knew that a long time ago because I was told that. It's just a slow-moving freight train. But it's coming. Anyway, here's another one, Larry. U.S. Army put on highest alert. Iran moves missiles to Damascus, evidently, to attack Israel. Danoon, does he think that's right away?
Well, he said he wasn't sure of the time frame, but it looked like it would be almost any day when they would have to begin this. But the interesting thing is his intel seems to indicate Israel believes it's imminent, and they've already set into motion the capability to attack Damascus.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Here's a short one from I accepted parts of this from Sorcha Fallout near Duell. But it ties into Jeremiah 50 and 51 that a nuclear war is coming. And I'm wondering, with all this stuff going on, if a war will not be brought forward and Trump will remain in office probably for the duration, at least probably 6 more months.
The problem for America's dictators, its billionaires, isn't Putin, she writes. It is patriotism of the vast majority of Russians. That support for Russia's national sovereignty, never to yield it up to any invader. Isn't that interesting? And compared to what the American people and their national sovereignty evidently could care less. They're sitting on their butts, twiddling their thumbs, not doing anything. They didn't help Trump one bit. The hue and cry should have been a long time ago, but nothing has ever happened. They've never supported it. A real war against Russia would be different. Now, this is Biden, probably would get into this, because that would be a nuclear war, all out, instantaneous, and all of the weapons on both sides would be launched within less than an hour. There would be no looking back and correcting strategic errors, no recalibrations, no second guesses. It would be historically unique, and all of the guesses would be made within the first few minutes, long period, and they would be final. A war, all the evidence shows President Trump is desperately trying to prevent, which is why yesterday he ordered the Pentagon to call the CIA that it plans to end the majority of military support it provides to the agency's counterterrorism missions by 5 January. A shock order, President Trump quickly followed by making the Space Force the 18th member of the U.S. intelligence community. The same U.S. intelligence community that just leaked another photo showing U.S. fighter pilots encountering an alien spacecraft. What do you think, Larry? Doesn't sound so good.
Well, I think, the interesting thing is, Stuart, if we do begin to go into a war emergency, Trump would have 6 more months. That might be the only cushion the people of God have. That might literally be the only thing that keeps them alive a little bit longer. I certainly can't prove that's a fact, but oddly enough, too, I wanted to share this with you because this is really interesting. I got it from strangesounds.org and QAlert and some of the other agencies put it out. Listen to this headline, and I looked into it, and it appears to be valid. Very unusual deep space signals detected in Antarctica, which defy explanation. Is someone under Antarctica communicating with another universe or another dimension? Where are these signals coming and going from? What type of communication is being used for high-level communications off-planet? What do you think, Stuart?
Well, that goes in with a lot of the stuff that's been going on down there in Antarctica, and they are in league. We've known that for a long time. They're in league with aliens, and who knows what they discovered down there. According to, what's her name? She did a lot of the work on cattle mutilations.
Linda Moulton Howe.
She just released a DVD not very long ago, and photographs of these huge, huge buildings with hieroglyphic writings all over them. Reminds me of the movie, I can't remember, Alien versus Predator. And if you remember that movie, it started out by a satellite picking up strange signals. And so they went down to investigate, and they found a deep underground pyramid and the whole works down there. Well, now we know there are pyramids being discovered all over in Alaska. It's got a huge one. You don't hear about any of this. It all has to do with probably, I think, Genesis and the arrival. Anyway, very, very fascinating stuff. The American people, I'm sure, roll their eyes because they just can't expand their mind enough to actually figure out that the Bible talks about the arrival. It talks about the arrival way, way back on Mount Hermon. These are fallen angels posing, shape-shifting angels, by the way, posing as extraterrestrials. They've been here for a long, long time, interacting with humanity, but more to the point in the latter days. And this is probably why all the military activity down there in Antarctica. And now we're finding strange signals being sent out. All of this points to the fact that we're about to see the church age close, and we're about to enter into a period of intense trouble. Anyway, I got an article here, and I want you to comment on it, Larry. Ed Dames' kill shot just recently threw off a series of storms. Was this a precursor to the kill shot event? Isaiah 30. I'm going to just read one verse, 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, and the light of 7 days. In the day that the light or the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Now, healing the breach of his people, binding up, that's all Daniel chapter 7 and the 70th week. That's what that's all about. And he says, as the light of 7 days, that's an interesting phraseology, because Daniel's lost week is a 7-year period. Now, a lot of people refute that. They say that's not true, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but I think that's what it does say. Okay, so a solar cycle is 11 years, 5.5 years up, 5.5 down. If you just wanted to split it up, it doesn't go exactly that way, but almost that way. So everything then points to Daniel's 70th week beginning very soon, and solar cycle 25 would then peak about 2026 or 2027. And the sun should therefore become more and more anomalous as we enter deeper into cycle 25. And that would, of course, eventually lead to the mini nova. It could be instantaneous. It could last over a long period of time. We really don't know. Anyway, healing the breach is the time of the restitutions. That's Daniel's 70th week. That's what it's all about. So now, an article just appeared. Researchers at the National Center of Atmospheric Research are forecasting the sun is about to wake up, expected to hurl pulses of energy into space. Earth implications could be dire, as stormy space weather could be disastrous for the digital economy. Remember I was telling you about the digital wallet, of how they're trying to force everybody into this Chinese social credit system and the digital economy, all done by computer. Talk about the Lord interrupting that. What do you think, Larry? Wouldn't take much. That all goes by the wayside.
Well, I've always said, you know, over and over, I was really impressed how God had smart rocks. You know, they could fall in the midst of a battle and only kill the bad guys. Pretty neat. But at the same time, you know, we got to remember biblically, God also has fire that falls from heaven. And that's what's interesting to me. And one of the things that popped into my mind as you were reading that about Ed Dames, I remembered back when Gary Vay, you know, investigating for View Zone magazine, you know, he went to a number of sites around the world, and they actually broke the hieroglyphic writings and the petroglyphs at multiple sites all over the world. And if you'll remember, he was also introduced to a man that was running the show for the UN. I'll say that in case people didn't understand those two words. United Nations.
Yeah.
The United Nations was running the program. Now, Gary Vay fled from that organization, and he wrote a book that literally was wiped out of existence almost instantaneously. I think me and you got a copy. I've got a hard copy.
Yep, I do have one.
It's called Evil. It's called Evil Fire Made to Burn. And literally, Gary Vay says that all these petroglyphs or these ancient sites all around the world are giving the same message. Fire will come from heaven. Evil fire will fall from the sky. And supposedly they were warning of not only an ancient event that occurred, but also a future event that would. And at the same time, you know, that we find out about that, I wanted to mention also that more and more, I watched some stuff on Coast to Coast, and they're seeing more and more of these very strange monoliths or whatever you want to call them, these steel these monoliths, as they call them, all over the planet, and they're showing up at these very same sites, these ancient locations. And what's odd, Stuart, you know, who knows who's doing it? It could be aliens, I guess. It could be, it could certainly be a bunch of nefarious New World Order people, but it could also be that strange hidden group of people in the UN that were working all of this years ago,
yes.
Actually up to this point. And, you know, oddly enough, Stuart, you know, you've talked about the Georgia Guidestones. The New World Order has a way of advertising itself and what it's going to do, and I'm wondering if these monoliths are advertisement to what we're about to see.
I think so. I think we're going under the death rate is going to be humongous, let's put it that way. And I think the sun has something to do with it. Remember, Ed Dames did that kill shot routine. And the sun, when was it? A week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, began a series of flares or cosmic radiation outbursts. A whole series. What was it? Five on the first one and like eight or nine on the second or something like that? Remember?
Yeah, that's literally going on. We just matter-of-factly just missed a CME that just glanced Earth. And what's interesting, Stuart, is behind the scenes, and most people's not hearing this, behind the scenes, solar cycle 25 is already in operation. The sun's already woke up, and the flares are coming off. And the last flare that we just got glazed by, just barely, that they were really worried about, was actually, you know, days ago, you know, we were warned it was an M flare, when all along they're finally coming out and said, oh, no, it was an X flare. And Ed Dames says it was an X flare. It was not an M. So they're trying to hide a lot of this data, and it's hard to search it out, Stuart. I dig and you dig, but, boy, it's tough. But the sun's already awake. You know, you can play like you think it's sleeping. It's not.
Yeah, and it's very, very dangerous because we are in the electrical age and the digital age, and a solar flare can wipe that out in a matter of seconds. In fact, we have been being warned for some time to prepare for an EMP event, be it North Korea, be it a solar event, doesn't really matter. When you get hit with a large one, it just simply wipes just about everything electrical out. And so anyway, I just wanted to get into that because the federal government has started to prepare the nation for a space weather event. In 2016, Obama signed an executive order coordinating efforts to prepare the nation for space weather events. Now, I don't know if they're going to use Tesla technology to incite the sun, because Tesla said, operating with whatever they do, that they could aggravate the sun. So I will assume that it's the Lord and doing this, because there'd be a reason for him to do it. Anyway, a super active solar cycle would be horrible news for the digital economy, as disruption sparked by solar flares could create massive economic damage. The economy would be virtually paralyzed. You see, the whole New World Order is a digital order. Can't work. They'll probably get it set up because the Bible says they do, but the Lord's going to bring it down. Okay, now, this ties in to the arrival. It types into the New Age ascension. Cosmic waves that are coming outbound from the core of the Milky Way, agitating the sun as well. And the rapture of the church, the vanishing. And, of course, Antichrist has to have an excuse as to why all those people disappeared. But I wanted to read from Thessalonians again. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perished, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now, the strong delusion is tied directly to an arrival. And in Revelation, we find that the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's an arrival. Now, what I'm getting at here is frequency variations from deep space radiation. These waves are now hitting the earth. A massive and intense wave emanating from the core of the Milky Way is now headed towards Earth. We already have pictures of massive ejections at the core. These radiation waves, according to all the insiders, are due to pass through the solar system very soon. And actually, Larry, they've detected several, maybe three or four of these preliminary waves already, as far as I know. Is that right?
Well, I know they've detected the gravitational waves, the gravity waves, you know.
I think it was Mike from around the
other
the
one.
Earth. I'm not sure.
He knows more about that. I know they built a device to actually detect gravity waves because they were coming in, and they knew they were coming, and now they prove they were coming. And oddly enough, gravity waves, they also say, are multidimensional.
Yes, it can change everything. I remember Red Elk said that for the new Earth, it actually goes through a portal. I don't know where he got that, and it may be true. I'm not saying it isn't. Anyway, then, of course, we have the destroyer coming inbound, which appears to be a brown dwarf with huge gravitational field. And it's got seven, maybe more planets, or maybe less, around it. And it's crossing through the solar system. And that will be affecting the sun, moon, planets, and the Earth. And so what it appears to be is a convergence of many different things that all but terminate life on Earth as we know it, just as Isaiah 24 says. However, prior to the extreme Earth-killing events, there are precursor signs of impending doom. And it will, part of this will be a delusion. It all the way goes back to what the Thessalonians says, that God is going to send a delusion. And part of that delusion is the arrival. Now, I'm going to tie some of this together. It's kind of hard. The UN, via its spokesman, David Spangler, says no one can enter the New Age, or the New World Order is really what he's talking about, without a Luciferian initiation. And that means a change in the minds, a demonic possession event, and they call it the Ascension. Now, this is really, really interesting. I want to read to you something. This is from 2017, from the bots. And the bots were notoriously off on their timing, but very, very accurate on events. I'm going to start here. All of the planets, break in anywhere, Larry. All of the planets including the Earth, are also being bombarded with increasing radiation from space. Now, we can vet that and verify that by, what's the name of that outfit? Space Weather? Larry?
Yeah, Space Weather. Yeah.
And they have a chart showing that all of this is true. Not from the sun, nor the solar plasma, but rather directly from the interstellar medium through which we move, are coming new energies that are impacting the Earth and humanity. He's talking about, when it comes to the sun, sun disease. He calls it sun disease. The sun really is anomalous. Anyway, he says, we can actually see the grosser forms of increased radiation from interstellar space in the form of vast areas of very high clouds caused by gamma radiation, which is much higher than in the past. And, of course, what he's talking about are these clouds that are way, way up in the, 80,000 feet, 90,000 feet up, and they are luminous plasma events. And the new and unknown, not ever experienced by modern human energies from space, are going to be causing quite a few problems here on Earth, not only with increased gamma radiation exposure, but also through seismic activities increasing, as well as blackouts of electrical systems and many other stranger effects, some of which have been discussed previously in the report. Anyway, one of the stranger effects currently being witnessed, and this is the important part of this, in the New Age communities where energies are being touted as a proximate cause for ascension. While a bit vague as to exactly what ascension may entail, the mechanics of it are being put down to a solar burst. The expectation is being maintained that this ascending solar burst is due within the next 6 to 8 years. Now, this was written in 17, so that would make it right around 22, 23. While somewhat vague, there are many details offered for ascension and its impacts, including numeracy from supposed higher sources about exactly how many humans can expect to ascend. The numbers vary, but in general are quoted as less than 1 million. Ascension is described in New Age cosmology of the impacts of these energies from space as somehow splitting all of reality into two nearly exact copies, such that the ascended will find themselves on a very sparsely inhabited planet, while the rest of us who do not qualify for this process will be relatively undisturbed here on the lower density Earth, excepting that there will be sudden disappearances of those who were able to ascend by virtue or work, or connections, or bribery, or some unspecified selection criteria. While the New Age ascension story sounds a lot like the supposed rapture of the church, including an explanation for the rest of us left behind backstory, the fact that this meme exists and is coincidental with the shift into the new region of interstellar medium should not be minimized. The ascension story appearance is itself a significant temporal marker. Now, that's kind of interesting, because I'm going to read some of this now from the ascension, what the ascension actually is. Ascension is an entirely natural evolutionary process at work in the universe. So they talk about evolution. Jesus said, we were created, not evolved. Ascension begins as a spiritual awakening. Ascension involves the raising of one's personal vibration from a lower frequency to a higher frequency of vibration. Ascension involves a shift from one dimension or plane of reality to another. Ascension is the evolution of consciousness. Ascension is very similar to the Eastern concept of enlightenment found in Buddhism. Ascension can be thought of as the highest state of man. Ascension is about transmuting fear into love and realizing the interconnectedness of all things. Ascension is a religious context in the concept of entering heaven alive. And ascension involves a return to complete oneness with God. Now, why am I reading all this? Because if you go into the New Age, and you go into what's happening, and you go into Dr. Paul LaViolette, and when you get these waves coming through, it shifts your DNA. And that makes me wonder why the rush on this COVID-19 is maybe to help this shift, kill a whole bunch of people or whatever. But anyway, frequency, your emotions are frequencies. For example, they've got just numbers they've assigned to it, but anyway, 20, shame, 30, guilt, 50, apathy. That's probably where most of the Americans are. 75, grief, 100, fear, 125, desire, 150, anger, 175, pride, 200, courage, 250, neutrality, 310, willingness, 350, acceptance, 400, reason, 500, love, 540, joy, 600, peace, 700 plus, enlightenment, ultimate consciousness. That's all New Age. Notice that it is an enlightenment, a New Age euphoric ascension to godhood status, just as the Book of Enoch says is going to happen. So we have all kinds of New Age teachings about this ascension, tied to radiation frequency from space. Now, Jesus taught, and this is the interesting thing, because this is going to capture probably 90% of the human race. Jesus taught the exact opposite. He said we are to descend into the pit, the lowest room. There's a prophecy. It's not a prophecy. It's a statement. It's a parable. When you are bidden to a wedding, do not take the seats of honor. Instead, go to the lowest room and there sit until he that bade you to the wedding comes and says, son, or friend rather, come up higher. It's all about the Job. Where is mystery found? Where is understanding found? Where is wisdom found? It's not found, Job says, in the land of the living. Death and hell say, oh yeah, we've heard about that. Jesus said, pick up your cross. What's the cross? It's an instrument of death. See, what's happened in modern Christianity is they don't pick up their cross. They say, well, Jesus did it all for us. Well, if that's true, then Jesus must have lied, or he must have been under drugs or something, because he was pretty explicit. You pick up your own cross, and you follow me, he said. Where did he go? Calvary. So we are to descend into the pit. We are not to be ascending. But the New Age says ascension is to godhood status, versus what Jesus said, go to the lowest room. So anyway, here's a couple of, the golden age is coming. This is all tying into the arrival, the revolution, COVID-19, all of this is going to converge together. Her name is, she's a New Ager, obviously. Her name, I think, is Vidya, I would say, maybe. As I understand it, the event, this is New Age event, is going to be a huge solar blast of energy coming from what's called the cosmic sun through our own sun. It's going to really boost us in the ascension process because, among other things, it's going to make it easier to do the healing we need to do. It's been said that we're going into bliss for a few days because the energies are going to be so filled with love and joy. But those who are not on the ascension path are going to find the event really difficult. Isn't that kind of interesting? Something's coming, folks, and everybody knows it. I think they feel it. Then there's that other prophet. I think he was a Bulgarian prophet. Some decades, he said, and this was written long ago, will pass through this fire, this cosmic fire will come that will transform the world by bringing it a new moral. This immense wave comes from cosmic space and will inundate the entire earth. All those that attempt to oppose it will be carried off and transferred elsewhere. That's got to be the rapture of the people. And what's coming is a great, great deception. Now, he says something that's very similar to what the others said. The solar system is now traversing a region of the cosmos where a constellation that was destroyed left its mark, its dust. This crossing of contaminated space is a source of poisoning, not only for the inhabitants of the Earth, but all of the inhabitants of the other planets in the galaxy. They are called it the 13th zone. Zone of contradictions, which is very, very interesting, because what are we hearing now from major media? Contradictions. Everybody's contradicting everybody else. Anyway, here's another one. Something is coming on a spiritual level that feels surreal with a battle between good and evil. It's intensifying across America and the planet. It goes on and on and on, which deals, actually, I believe, with the arrival. I've read this before, but I know we have a lot of new listeners. This is from the Great White Brotherhood. Elizabeth Clare Prophet wrote it. I just want to quote a little bit of it. The flame of the Christ consciousness is the one flame that rises as a fountain of light, a tribute to all peoples and all nations who have come to this soil, America, and this continent for the great gathering of the elect, for that time in history when, by the power of the spoken word, ascended masters, hierarchies of light, shall talk with mankind again and walk with mankind and prepare the way for the second coming of the Christed One in the hearts of all mankind. This is the destiny of America, to set forth that city foursquare that is the foundation of the new order of the ages, the order of freedom, the order of the Aquarian Age. And from that square, the pyramid of life does rise. It remains for a people fervent in devotion to the flame to place a capstone on the pyramid of the civilization wrought by man and God and God and man. Now, see, that is your deception, the strong delusion, all tied in to the arrival. They will come here. They will talk with us. Everything will seem to be golden, a new golden age of the gods. What do you think, Larry? I think we're awful close to this. Hello?
Yeah, I missed that last part.
Oh, well, it's about, this is the destiny of America to set forth that city foursquare. And the people, the new people are going to come down here in a, obviously in UFOs, and they're going to walk with us, talk with us, teach us, et cetera, et cetera. I think we're awful close.
Yeah, but I don't think there are going to be any new people. I think they're going to be old ones.
Well, that might be. I don't know. Now, here's Noise and what she says about the arrival. Summer, this stuff between state and church, which I think is just around the corner, going to make many people's angry. People's going to be much angry, and they going to no like church. Some going to no like state. State going to no like anyone. Bad stuff for everyone. And then she says, this only begins stuff. That begin questions. People going to see stuff they no longer believed before. There's your people who talk about UFOs and they've met aliens, and people just roll their eyes and they can't believe any of this. And this is what she says. The church disagreement with the government is only the beginning. That begins people's questions, and people going to see stuff they no longer believed before. People's going to see new beings. Beings going to come more, much more. They come from there. She points to the sky. Beings going to show more and more. They're no longer going to hide or play games. It be time they show they be really here all along. Many, many people's going to wake up here. They're going to grab golden truth. They're going to hold it and change lives even. Many people's going to change to be new, to be different. Aliens going to talk, touch, teach even. Aliens going to prove stuff. They're going to try to help people's here. Isn't that interesting? Now, if you go into the Book of Enoch, it says, the beings numerous in appearance made men profane, caused them to err, so they sacrificed to devils as to gods. For in that great day shall be a judgment with which they shall be judged until they are consumed. And their wives also shall be judged who led astray the angels of heaven that they might salute them. Now you find a little bit of reference to that in 2 Peter 2, 4 through 5. The only reason I'm bringing all of this in is we're having more and more radiation. The frequencies are changing, and people's thinking is changing. And we're hitting in to the strong delusion. Now, the UFOs have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet. This is from this guy, professor over in Israel, who just released a book about this. Trump was on the verge of exposing them, but the aliens in the Galactic Federation said, wait, let the winds calm down first. They do not want to cause us mass hysteria. They want to make us sane and understanding first. So obviously they're saying we're not sane. So they've got to change us. They've got to change our mind. Change our minds, how are they going to do it? Oh, I think maybe Barry Rothman has the answer. They're going to do it through advanced technology and virus, nanobot. That's how they're going to do it. Anyway, says they want to make us sane and understanding first. They have waited until today for humanity to evolve, which is a lie. We were created to reach a stage. See this evolutionary ladder we're supposed to be going up, where we will generally understand what space and spaceships are. Have you heard any more, Larry, from the Israeli News Live concerning all this?
Yeah, he's got some more data on it and hasn't dropped it. He has a hard time getting information out because almost no platform will allow him to operate with some of what he's talking about lately.
Well, here's an interesting headline you'd like. Iran says tall, white, space aliens control America. Was that Charlie Hall, who wrote a book and lived with them for, what, a couple of years?
Yeah, that was Charles Hall. He was in the Air Force, a weatherman, that they used on an experimental basis, and they were the tall whites. That's what he called them, and they were hybrids. A lot of them were hybrids, and they flew craft. Had an underground base. It was a base out there in Nevada where that they came and went. They were also on other planets. And what's odd is he said that some of the hybrids, that if you didn't look closely, you couldn't tell them from somebody you'd pass on the street. You'd think they was human because they look so human, but they're really not, and that they have abilities and capabilities that humans don't, including they have an ability. Some of them are masters, and they are going to be teachers. So that certainly fits in to what you're discussing.
Yeah. Anyway, the article says documents leaked by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden conclusively prove that the United States has been ruled by a race of tall, white space aliens who also assisted the rise of Nazi Germany in 1930. This is where I wonder if Trump is going to declare martial law and we go in that direction. These revelations about our alien overlords might not cost you any sleep, but the part that should concern you is the UFO story. Published in Fars News Agency, the English language news service of Iran, a nation that may be very close to acquiring nuclear weapons. Is this a conspiracy nutcase, or is there something else to it? Kind of interesting. Getting back to noise, talking about the arrival and the aliens. It'd be good when peoples believe, because they're going to see with their own eyes. They're going to have to believe. It'd not be good when people's going to question state about stuff state already know about for a long time. They're going to be plenty angry at state. They're going to want to know why the state hides stuff from people. This is going to make people no trust state. That comes in with this refusal of Americans' deep space programs to acknowledge anything. They more or less poo-pooed. They're beginning to unlock a few things, and there's a reason for that. Anyway, people's going to question church now. Here's the key to the whole thing. How about what church say about spirits? How about what church say about first man and first woman? Summer. That no stand up now. People's going to be much angry at church. So what is this arrival about? They come 50 zillion light years away. And what do? Dish Jesus Christ. He was a fraud. Nothing to it. He's not a redeemer. We're evolving. His creation story's a lie. And on it goes. Isn't it interesting that evidently, no matter what these space so-called beings come from, where they come from, different parts of the universe, they all say that Jesus Christ is an idiot. Why would they do that? And how is it they already know his name when they get here? Well, of course, the answer is obvious. They're fallen angels. They hate him with a passion, just like Satan hates him with a passion. Anyway, don't you think, this is Mary Summer Rain saying, don't you think I have a right to see people be shocked to discover there really are aliens in the UFOs, especially some of the same people who humiliated me and thought I was crazy? So there you go.
End of story. We are heading into a new age. We're heading into a higher frequency zone, and we are headed into some cosmic waves, and like Larry said, gravity waves, and the gravity waves are actually much more dangerous to the planet because it's if you threw a ping pong ball into a tub and then you agitate the water, watch what happens to the ping pong ball. That's what's going to happen to us. Earthquakes, volcanoes, all kinds of bad, bad stuff are coming, and I think we're right at the cusp. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Well, I think Trump's Twitter post that he did today was rather telling. Yahoo News put it out, matter of fact, and I'd like your opinion on it because after all you've read, this is what Trump said. He said in his Twitter post today, Trump says he just wants to stop the world from killing itself. What do you think?
Ooh. Well.
We know, Stuart, that Trump talks in code a lot of times. What would you interpret that to possibly mean?
I would interpret that, I just want to stop the world from what? Killing itself?
Killing itself.
So there's a great big I there. I want to stop the world.
Let me read it. I want to get it. It didn't say I.
Oh,
it says,
okay.
Trump says he just wants to stop the world from killing itself.
Wow. Well, then I would say that the possibility of war and declaring martial law is the only way he's got left to do that. I don't see it. What other options does he have? And, of course, I tried. You guys didn't want it. So if you want Biden and you want communism, go for it. Which would basically what I would say to the people if I was the president and they didn't want me. I'd say you want communism,
go for it.
I'll
tell you what. I don't know. We're in unprecedented times. This is just, it's absolutely phenomenal where we find ourselves.
Yeah. It is, and I don't know, with this new shutdowns coming along, it's going to destroy people. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why they won't get up and say, no, we're not going to do this. If this had occurred 50, 100 years ago, like I said, there'd be Fossey and people like that be hanging from lampposts. They wouldn't have tolerated it for a second. But this is Fossey's time. This is Bill Gates' time. And I don't know exactly what role they play with the United Nations, but the prophecy is pretty blunt. The United Nations is going to win, and the blue helmets will be walking all over America. And you remember the Ken Peters? He was a young kid when he had his vision about the rapture or the resurrection of the dead, I should say. And that, very soon after that, the blue helmet showed up. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And be aware, though, of this new age. It's very, very dangerous, and it's universal in the back of people's minds. They want to ascend. They want to become like God, just like the Book of Enoch says. What else you got, Larry? Anything quick?
Well, as I said again, something's going on with these monoliths. It's not normal. And there's a whole lot of questions, but there's hardly any answers. But I would say that the monoliths are some type of warning if we can only understand what they're terming. I fall back on Gary Vee and evil fire made to burn, and we may be close to that.
Yes, I think we are. I think we're right on the cusp, and we're going to get blindsided because most people are just not paying any attention at all to any of this. So anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Be aware, though, that you're going to see drastic changes in people as this thing progresses. and it's going to become very dangerous. We are probably headed into a major revolution. I don't think the right's going to put up with this, and I don't think the left is, like Antifa and the rest of them. They're going to burn the cities. Anyway, take care. Thanks for listening. Good night, folks.